Everywhere we go, this blessing anointing is on us. This flood of the blessing of God is over us. And you know what, Gloria? I thought about this. He wants to overwhelm us with His blessing.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson teach us how the blessing of God is more than enough to equip you with whatever you need. Now, to begin our study, here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm laughing because I'm getting ready to hear some really good news. Pastor George is back with us, and we're talking about living in the overflow.
Mm-hmm. Living in the overflow.
Ooh, is
that's
that
the place
be
to
good?
Be.
Yep.
Living in the overflow.
We can choose.
That's the thing for me. See, I'm writing a song right now.
I know it. Way to go.
So we're talking about living it. Gloria, it's so good to be on the broadcast
well,
with
we're
you.
Happy
I'll tell you,
to have you.
I've got to tell you how much I enjoy not only the preparation part of this, but knowing that I'm coming in here to sit with Gloria Copeland, and she's going to say something amazing every time we get together.
Oh, I like it.
She's going to say something that will just bring such revelation of the
right.
Word of God. And,
we
and
do.
I never forget with whom I'm sitting at the table with. This is the Gloria Copeland right here. And she did write the book on prosperity.
Well, you could say she wrote the book.
She wrote a book on prosperity.
A
book on prosperity.
But God wrote the book.
He wrote the book on prosperity. Gloria, we are talking together these 2 weeks about living in the overflow. Not just having not enough, barely enough, but we're talking about living over in a realm that many people have not stepped over before. You know, so many times people are struggling with just barely getting by, and they're going from paycheck to paycheck and trying to decide which bill they're going to pay for this month or which they're going to defer or, and that's not a way to live.
No.
No, it's not a way to live because, and this is our foundation scripture. You don't have it on your sheet, but I've got it here. Let me read it to you.
Okay.
John 10:10, Amplified Translation. The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they might have and enjoy life.
Yes.
And have it in abundance.
Oh, what a scripture.
Now listen to this. To the full until it overflows.
Till it overflows.
Till it overflows. So we are studying about living in the overflow and coming to a place of recognizing and realizing that there's a place of more than enough for us. There's a place of the supernatural provision of God. And where I want to start with today, Gloria, is Galatians 3:13. And we're going to be talking about stepping over into talking about the blessing of the Lord. What a concept that is. And you know, many years ago, Brother Copeland taught for quite some time about the blessing. The blessing of God, the very first words that God spoke to man. And those first words of the blessing set the precedent from that point forward. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over it. And all of those words are still reverberating today, and they belong to us.
That's right.
We are to live in the blessing everywhere we go. Everywhere we go, this blessing anointing is on us. This flood of the blessing of God is over us. And you know what, Gloria? I thought about this. He wants to overwhelm us with His blessing. He wants to overwhelm us with His goodness.
Well, what is it when you think about it?
Yeah.
Think about the garden. You think about the overflow of all good things. What comes next? Joy.
It does.
What is
it
there to
sure
be
does.
Sad about?
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's exactly right. And that's where God wants us to live.
Uh-huh.
He wants us to live get a renewed mind of the world of abundance that belongs to us. That's ours. And like I've heard you and Kenneth talk about before, God has set a table before us.
Yes, He has.
In the presence of our enemies. The problem is, he can't get his kids to come to the table.
That's right. The table's set.
The table's already set. It's already there. And it's full. I mean, Gloria, have you ever been to a banquet where there is so much food? I mean, there is no possible way that the people in the room could finish all of the food mm-hmm. that is there. That's what it looks like. That's what the overflow looks like.
That's right.
And that's the way He wants us to live. And today we're going to talk about something that is so important in Galatians 3:13 and 3:14. We're going to talk about being redeemed from the curse of the law. Gloria, this is so foundational to my life because this scripture, when I came here back in 1976 and I started listening to your tapes back then, mm-hmm. and reading the books, and I became a student of the Word of God. This was one of the premier scriptures that I studied and I memorized.
Praise God.
Memorized the scripture. I'll tell you where I memorized it. It was my second meeting with Kenneth on the road. We were going to Detroit, Michigan, Cobo Hall. And back then, we used to travel in a minivan.
Oh.
Now we're traveling in multi-trucks. but back then, we were in a little minivan. We carried all of the equipment and all of the books and the tapes in that minivan. And I remember driving to Detroit, and I would sit there and I would say...
So you started out as a driver, didn't you?
I started out as a driver. There were three of us that would leave on that trip. And I mean, I'm new to this at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I didn't realize that wherever you went, you drove straight through.
Oh, yeah.
I can remember. I think it was that meeting to Detroit. We're driving from Fort Worth to Detroit, and all we would do is stop to eat multiple times. I thought that was interesting. But anyway, we would stop to eat, but we would drive all the way straight through.
Didn't take a nap or anything?
Well, we would switch off, each one of us. Okay. But I can remember, it was like 2:00 in the morning. I'm so tired. I'm driving, and I'm covering one eye, and then I'm covering the other eye, and I'm sticking my head out the window to stay awake. But on that trip, I memorized Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, made a curse for me.
That is a huge revelation.
For he that hangs on a tree is cursed so that the blessing of Abraham can come upon the Gentiles through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And I just got that scripture
if
down
on the inside.
If you're
born again and you're under the curse of poverty, sickness, any other thing you can think of that's a curse.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be there.
No, we shouldn't be under the curse.
We've been born out from under the curse.
The curse. So let's look at our notes,
okay,
Gloria.
Good.
I want you to see this.
Okay.
In verse 13 of the Amplified translation of that scripture, it says, Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse or the doom of the law and its condemnation, by himself becoming a curse for us. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree or whoever is crucified. That's Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus did that for us.
Or the curse.
He redeemed us. And the threefold curse of the law is, number one, spiritual death. Number two, sickness and disease. And sickness and disease is a curse.
That's
it is a curse of the law.
Right.
And number three, poverty, lack, and debt.
Now, those things there are what we've been redeemed from.
We have been redeemed.
Threefold curse of the law.
Threefold curse of the law. We've been redeemed from spiritual death, from sickness and disease, from poverty, lack, and debt.
It's interesting to read the curse of the law in the Amplified Bible, Deuteronomy 28.
I need to do that.
Yeah, it's good.
I need
to do that.
It helps
you just to see what all we've been redeemed.
Oh, that's
so
true.
And the length of it covers everything.
It does. It covers the entire scope and spectrum of life.
If it's bad, it's under the curse.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. If it's bad, it's under the curse.
That's right.
That's a gloryism right there. Yeah. If it's bad, it's under the curse.
Amen.
It doesn't belong to us.
No. We've been redeemed from the curse.
We have been redeemed from the curse.
Says.
And let me give you, this is in point three there. The curse is a declaration. And by the way, all of these notes are available to you. KCM.org. Look for the picture of Gloria and me. Click on it and you can download these notes. So the curse is a declaration that dooms someone to poverty.
Yeah.
It's the curse, Gloria, is never enough. It's never enough. There's never enough supply. There's never enough to pay all the bills. There's never enough to get by. It's never enough. And these are just words that I listed that the Lord showed me what the curse was. It's never enough. The curse is always deficient, always behind. Inadequate supply, insufficient funds. Those are four phrases that describe what the curse is. And we have to keep reminding ourselves, yeah. I've been redeemed from that.
That's right.
Jesus redeemed me, purchased my freedom from the curse of the law.
He bore the curse. That just says it. Deuteronomy 28. He bore it. The curse for us.
Yep. That's right.
He bore the curse for me, for you, George. It's been done. In other words, Jesus on the cross, when he gave his life, was raised from the dead.
Yes.
When he was raised from the dead, our opportunity to be raised from the dead was there. All we have to do is receive
Absolutely.
It. And when we receive him, we get our full pardon from the curse.
Oh, glory. That's so good. That's a great way
glory
to put it.
I've never heard it.
I've never heard it like that before.
The full pardon.
When we made him at Lord of our lives, we were given full pardon from the curse.
Even to the degree that we were born over again.
Wow.
Now think about that new birth.
That's good.
Glory
That's
to God.
Really good. Pardon.
I take it.
Pardoned from the curse. I've never pardoned from pardon. Pardon me as I write this down. Pardoned from the curse. There was a sentence against us, and we have been pardoned, and the blood has washed it away. That's wonderful. That's
Praise
it right
God.
There.
Praise God.
And you could really say that Jesus. When it says redeemed from the curse, you could also say he's pardoned us from the curse.
Yeah, yeah. That which would be every sickness and disease is under the curse.
Yeah, everything.
If you're sick today,
everything.
You've already been redeemed. You just need to get in the Word of God and find out that himself,
yes,
Jesus,
yes,
himself bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases. And by his stripes,
yes,
you were healed. If you were healed, you are healed. Get up. Act on it.
That's it.
Get the word in your eyes.
That's it. That's
you know,
it.
You don't just, somebody that's been living under the curse since they were born.
Right.
You can't get hold of it with just 1 5-minute message.
Yeah.
You got to get in the Bible and find out what you have been redeemed
you
from.
You really do.
And that's when faith comes.
Yeah.
And you can rise up and rebuke it out of your life. Ken and I, we weren't in bad health, but we were certainly in bad finances.
bad financial health.
And we found out that poverty was under the curse.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, we got serious.
Yes.
We got serious about the Word of God, finding out what the Bible says about our finances. Yeah. We found out if we were tithers, God's involved in our finances. So what do we do? Well, we tithed our little dab of money.
Yeah.
But it, you know, it was a little dab, but it was the only little dab
we had. The only dab you had.
But we became fervent. That was our, neither one of us were sick in any way. We didn't have sickness. Yeah. We had sickness, we'd have operated in that direction. But our finances were sick.
Yeah, they needed healing.
And we went after it.
Yeah. And the revelation came. And this is what I was talking about before, about when I first came here, that's the first time I really saw that scripture, that I've been redeemed or pardoned from the curse and everything that the curse includes. Because there are some people, even Christians out there, who think, well, it's God that put that sickness on me.
That's true.
No, that's the curse. He didn't put the curse on you. He didn't curse you in the way that people think where finances are concerned. No, that's the devil. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
Jesus came to give us life to the place where it overflows.
Amen.
So we've been redeemed from the curse.
Yeah.
And you were just now talking about Deuteronomy 28 and to read about the curse in the Amplified Translation, which I'm going to do that.
Oh, good.
But I found a scripture in Deuteronomy 28, 29. Deuteronomy 28, 29 says, and this is the curse, you shall not prosper in your ways.
We were there one time.
That's the curse.
And the Word of God, we begin to find out we've been redeemed from the curse.
Yes.
That was what you call good news.
Yes, right. That's very good news.
Can't pay your bill.
Very good news. And you and I have been delivered from the curse of never enough.
That's right.
We've been free from that.
I was raised in that county, never enough. Yep.
You've been raised in the never enough county.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you are now living in the county
more than enough.
More than enough.
Yes, that's right.
Well, the second part of that scripture in Galatians 3:13 and verse 14, I'll read it. I like this from the NIV translation, New International Version. It says, "He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus."
That's well said right there.
Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
"So that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit." So He redeemed us in order that that blessing that was given to Abraham would come on us through Christ Jesus. And the threefold blessing of Abraham is spiritual life, healing and divine health, prosperity, abundant provision, and overflow.
Amen.
That's what belongs to us now, being redeemed from the curse of the law.
Yeah, that's good.
And, you know, we read the scripture, I put it there from Genesis 1:28. God blessed them. He said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over every living thing."
Yeah.
That's the blessing.
That's the blessing.
And
that's God's will.
Yes, that's an important part of that. It is God's will for us to live in the blessing.
Amen.
To walk in the blessing.
It was God's will for Adam and Eve to be blessed.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. He blessed them.
He did.
But then they didn't do what He said.
No.
So it didn't work.
Jesus came and He redeemed us from that curse.
Yes,
so that
God.
We can walk in the blessing of Abraham.
Praise God.
Now, Proverbs 10:22, Gloria, is a definition of the blessing. It defines it. It's there in number 4
in
your
notes.
Mm-hmm. Proverbs 10:22. Why don't you read that scripture? I want you to read it.
"The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and He adds no sorrow with it." You know, there may be some people so bound up by tradition, they didn't know that was good news. I'm going to say it again.
Yep.
"The blessing of the Lord makes one rich."
Ooh, that's good.
That means you have more than enough.
Yep.
"And He adds no sorrow with it." So you get the blessing.
Yes.
Everything you need, plus whatever you need, without sorrow.
Living in the blessing.
Glory.
Is living in the overflow.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's living. I would say
I've lived both places.
Yeah, you have.
Overflow is better.
Overflow is much better. I remember one time, Gloria, that Terry and I went over to a place in Dallas. I don't think it's there anymore, but you might remember it, Southern Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
We went over there to eat, and we literally had to count our pennies before we left at that place. I wanted to take
her
to
it. But it was an all-you-can-eat, wasn't it?
It was an all-you-can-eat, and we ate all we could eat.
Oh, Randy.
but we ended up, I had just change in my hand, and we just barely made it. And that's not the way God wants us to live.
No. That's not overflow.
That's not overflow at all. That's barely making it.
That's
so let's do this. Turn quickly over to Deuteronomy 28. And we'll only have time to introduce this today, and then we'll pick it up tomorrow. But Deuteronomy 28 is the blessing of Abraham. And this is what belongs to you in verses 1 through 14. And Deuteronomy 28.
It's not in my Bible anymore.
What you do in Deuteronomy 28?
Where is Deuteronomy 28? There's 14, 29. I got it.
Yeah, I'm so thankful that it's in your Bible. So hey, let's do this, Gloria. Let me read one scripture. You read another. And we'll have to beat the clock here. But here we go. I'm going to take the first one, then we'll go each other with scripture.
Wait, let me get to one now.
All right. So, and it says in verse 1, "And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord will set you on high, that the Lord thy God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. Verse 2.
And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. You got to hear it and do it.
Got to hear it and do it. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field.
Blessed shall be the fruit of your body or your children, and the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your cattle, the increase of thine kind, the flocks of thy sheep. Oh, I like it.
I like that,
Everything
Gloria.
You got is blessed.
And blessed means to be empowered to prosper. That's the definition of the word blessed. So blessed shall be your basket and your store.
Blessed shalt thou be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. That's pretty much all the time.
All the time. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. Mm-hmm. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways.
Oh, I can see it now. Glory to God. The Lord shall commend the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses. That's your bank account.
That's your bank
account. Where you got that money hidden your wife doesn't know anything about. And in all that thou settest thy hand unto.
That's right.
I don't know if the blessing will be on it though, if you don't tell your
wife. You got to tell your wife.
And he shall bless. Tim got me tickled. He shall be blessed. Where? Somewhere.
He shall bless you in the land.
Okay. All right. The Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee, and smitten before your face. They'll come at you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that you set your hand to do.
Praise
and
God.
He shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now, blessed in all you find to do, that would be in your job, that would be in your whatever it
family.
Is you do, your family,
yep.
your children.
Yep.
The Lord shall establish thee a holy people or a separated people unto himself as he has sworn unto thee. So he knows right where we are and what we need. Thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord and walk in his ways. Now that's the key right there,
yes,
the blessing.
Ma'am. That's it.
That's the thing you have to do. Well, I don't know what his ways are. Well, that's why you have a Bible. If you don't have one, you need one. Find out what he says and agree with him and you'll prosper.
That's right.
Let's see, the Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself. In other words, he's got his hand on you.
Preach
he's
it.
Got control of your situation.
That's right.
You're in his hand.
That's
as
it.
He has sworn unto thee, thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord and walk in his ways. Now that's the key to the blessing, walk in his ways.
Walk in his ways.
And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. That means that people are going to see that blessing on you, and they're going to respect you.
That's right.
They're not going to have
That's
fear
right, Gloria.
As they had run in fear, but they'll respect you and know the Lord is in his life.
That's right.
Glory to God.
That's it.
Is that it, George?
That's it. Well, we got more, but we're going to pick this back up tomorrow.
Okay. All right. George and I'll be right back.
Study notes from the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast are available free. Download them at kcm.org/notes. To get the whole set of study notes, log in, select the broadcast week, and then click download. Receive the study notes onto your desktop, print them to use for your Bible study, or even to follow along with the speaker on the broadcast. Empower your life with the Word of God at your fingertips. Download your free study notes today.
In John 10:10, Jesus said, "I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows."
And that's what the overflow is. It's being saturated in the blessing.
Amen.
It's being saturated in the blessing more than enough. It's being overwhelmed by the goodness of God.
Yeah. The Living in the Overflow package will help you to understand exactly what it means and how to live in the overflow. In the special package, you'll receive the Blessing of Abraham broadcast messages and corresponding study guide by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons. These will provide you with an in-depth yet easy-to-follow refresher course on what God says about the blessing. You can use these in your daily study time or immerse yourself in them all at once when you need an extra dose of God's Word of Blessing. Also included is the Blessing of the Lord It Maketh Rich audio series by Kenneth Copeland. Overflow is being saturated in the blessing, and with this package, that is exactly what you'll be.
Unlock the power of the blessing in your life. Be sure to request your free Living in the Overflow package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Discover the threefold blessing of Abraham that Jesus recovered for you. Go to kcm.org/tvspecial or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Prosperity comes from the blessing of the Lord. As a child of God, you're supposed to prosper. I'm supposed to prosper and be in good health. George, tell us what we got to help us prosper.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And you can build your faith for overflow by listening to these free products that we have.
Yeah,
this is from
free.
Brother Copeland, The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich. And I've been listening to this series. It's an outstanding series.
Good. Is that for me?
Yes, it is. And then here's a series that you and I did together on broadcast, and it's The Blessing of Abraham. In all the material we're covering in these 2 weeks, we can cover some of this, but this was a comprehensive study that you and I did on Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. It was 2 weeks it took us to do that. So.
Is this for me?
That's for you.
Thank you, George. You haven't aged a bit.
Thank you. And neither have you. We've gone through age reversal.
Oh, that's it. We believe in that. Let's pray. Father, we pray for every person.
Jesus.
We believe with them, Father, for increase. Those that are in debt and need to get out. Those that need homes and cars and clothes.
Thank you, Lord.
Whatever food. Whatever your need is, George and I are agreeing with you right now. And you take by faith that your needs are met by His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Make a habit of the Word of God. You can't live on yesterday's Word. Start the Word. Start the day with the Word of God every morning.
That's right.
Log into the website, kcm.org. Get your Bible. Read. And take the daily devotional from faith to faith. Nourish your faith in the Word. It'll help you grow spiritually. Mm. And that's not enough. You need to just take time out of every day to get by yourself with the Word of God and feed on it. Just feed on it. That's God talking
that's
to
right.
you.
That's right.
Tomorrow, be sure to join us, and we're going to talk about a surplus of prosperity. This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson's reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.
Visit our website, kcm.org, to watch the broadcast or download the study notes free. You can also request a free copy of the broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong in the Word and expect to see the manifestations of the Holy Ghost and fire. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. August 30th through September 1st, Kenneth Copeland Ministries hosts the Orlando Victory Campaign at Rosen Shingle Creek in Orlando, Florida. September 14th and 15th, register to attend the Built to Last Men's Conference at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. September 20th through 22nd, Charlotte Victory Campaign in Charlotte, North Carolina, with special benefits for veterans and military personnel. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.